When you look at the signs in front of the gas station displaying the price of gas, have you caught yourself reacting with more of the seven George Carlin words that you can't say on TV? And maybe you realize, you know what, I'm starting to sound more like Sheriff Buford T. Justice from Smokey and the Bandit. That's not a happy time. It's not going to get better anytime soon. You can blame politicians. You can blame policies. You can blame the weather. No matter where you want to plant the blame, you need to fill her up. My first guest today joins us to explain the realities behind the growing hit on your pocket through the gas pumps. She is Public and Government Affairs Manager for AAA Mid-Atlantic, Tracy Noble. How are you today, Tracy?
I'm good, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Couple of websites, they are very useful too, AAAAAA.com. And to learn more about the latest gas prices, you have to look because you should be budgeting. It's gasprices.AAA.com. And the way these gas prices are going, Tracy, instead of AAA, people are going to need AA pretty soon.
Yeah, we're not too happy at the pumps, and I would like to say this is unusual. However, for this time of year, it's kind of standard. So we're seeing that switch over to those summer blend fuels. Those are more expensive fuels, and we actually go through this growing pain, if you will, every year around this time.
And yet it always seems to be a surprise to people, and I mean, it's not fair to blame, you don't scream at the owners of, I was going to say gas stations, but there's not really any standalone gas stations anymore. They're either repair shops or franchise operations, but they're really prisoners in a situation where, you know, looking at this as a business side, there's not a huge profit margin in gas. They're not making a ton of money off of this.
They are not. So, of course, we're going to see prices at those larger stations that can offset costs because they have a convenience store. Those stations typically have cheaper prices than, say, a small standalone gas station. And we have to remember that the owners have to pay for the price of gas that is in the tank. So you're not buying gas on consignment. You're paying when you have those tanks filled.
And if you look at the latest prices, this is, again, according to gasprices.aaa.com. Here in New Jersey, we're averaging about $3.32 a gallon, which is up from $3.17 just a month ago. Still 30 cents below the national average. Lowest prices in Warren County, highest in Cape May and Somerset County, which brings to mind, Tracy, if you're trying to do some comparison shopping, instead of getting gas closer to home, might be worth a look to see getting gas closer to your final destination. See if there's a difference.
That's very true. And we need to be educated consumers. So when we are traveling our roadways, we know that there are various options to fill up. So see if it's on your commute. Maybe there are cheaper prices closer to your office. Maybe it's closer to your destination. But you have to be an educated consumer. And we also know that there's a lot of stations that have price differentials between paying with cash and credit. That can be about 10 cents a gallon. So if you can pay with cash, then that's the better option.
And if this wasn't enough, Tracy, something brewing down in the State House in Trenton, a hike in the state gas tax. If you want to look at those painful statistics, right now the gas tax is 42 cents per gallon. Plan is calling for a 2 cent increase every year for 5 years, which we know that will be extended more than stopped after 5 years. Also creates a $250 fee for electric vehicles. So the price of the pump, through a variety of reasons, could be getting more painful sooner versus later.
It can certainly be getting higher sooner than later, especially now this time of year with that switch over to the summer blends. That is something that happens annually. You know, we've seen this jump of 5 cents just within the last week. The 2 cents annually dedicating funds to the Transportation Trust Fund, that is not going to be a huge pain point, seeing the fluctuations that we have week to week, sometimes day to day.
Always seems like that $4 mark is the death knell. Are we at any risk of seeing that in New Jersey as the, or is it a wait and see depending on supply, demand, growth of EVs? I mean, there are a lot more elements to the impact on the price of gas as opposed to when it was just combustible engines and no alternatives?
There is, and it is going to be a wait-and-see game. We're hearing from analysts that gas prices this summer season could reach a national average of $3.75. Now, I'm speaking for a national average, which is drastically different than what we are going to see here on the East Coast, especially when the West Coast is well above $4, even $5 per gallon. California today is paying $5.43 per gallon. So that's drastically different than what we're paying at $3.32. So it is going to be a wait-and-see game. Oil prices are at $87 per barrel, so they're inching up on that $90 per barrel mark, which is not great news.
No, indeed.
But we do have some leeway.
Talking with Tracy Noble, Public and Government Affairs Manager for AAA Mid-Atlantic, AAA.com. And to keep on top of the gas prices, well, you can do two ways, as Tracy mentioned. If you look at the current price of a barrel of oil, that will, in the direction that goes, that will give you a clue. But to get more specific, come on, be brave. You can handle it. Gasprices.aaa.com. We have those links at our website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. The question becomes, Tracy, why is New Jersey the one and only state now where self-serve, especially since self-serve options allow for a lower cost, but we are the only state now where self-serve is not legal?
Yeah, that is an age-old question that does not have a great answer. Being one myself, I can honestly tell you, Jersey girls don't pump gas.
I've seen the bumper stickers. You're a stating fact there.
I am. This has been something that has been brought up in the legislature time and time again. It's been argued we are the last remaining state that does not allow for people to pump gas. And it is a debate that is one for the ages because you will see people on both sides of it. I don't know if that will ever change.
Well, this is one of the reasons why having a AAA membership is important, too, because keeping your car properly cared, as simple as just making sure the tires are inflated to their recommended poundage, that will save you wear and tear on your car and the amount of gas you use. And those are just some of the benefits of a AAA membership. I mean, as far as if you have to spend more on gas, especially if you're traveling for vacation, there's ways to save money for your vacation. AAA offers a lot of ways to counteract what is the unavoidable cost of higher gas prices.
We certainly do. And, you know, that membership card not only follows you and your car, but it follows you wherever you are and whoever's car you're in. So say you're traveling with one of your friends and they have an issue, you can use your membership to help them out. So it's important to remember it follows not just you. I mean, not just your car, it follows you, which is very different than some other roadside assistance programs. And the benefits and discounts, both on travel, on tickets, on rental cars, it's certainly beneficial.
And you can find out more at AAA.com, the homepage. You'll type in your zip code. It'll take you to the specific place the region that AAA serves where you are, if you're listening on the stream, if you're listening in New Jersey. So you get the specialized benefits and service that AAA offers. And to keep on top of the gas prices as they, for the here and now, go up, but hopefully reverse that trend, gasprices.aaa.com. We've been talking with the Public and Government Affairs Manager for AAA Mid-Atlantic, Tracy Noble. Thank you for helping us understand what the pain in the pump, what's behind it, and maybe we'll be a little more accepting of it. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.